In the book of John, chapter 1 John chapter 1, en libro de Primera de Juan capítulo 1, there's a concept right at the beginning that is just a very, very beautiful and very powerful concept. En el principio de esta carta, escrita por el apóstol Juan, hay un concepto que es a la vez muy poderoso y también muy hermoso. It seems to be the most precious thing that John has to say, because he says it right up front. Parece ser lo más precioso que Juan tiene que decir, porque es lo que dice primero. He mentions the word at least three times in the first six verses. Menciona la palabra tres veces en los primeros seis versículos. Now this is, I may have taken on a challenge here of a message that may be a little too long for the time that we have. A lo mejor el mensaje va a ser un poco largo por el tiempo que tenemos, so I will try to cut it down. Voy a intentar cortarlo. Pastor Scott has said to me several times, how long does it take to preach a message of 25 minutes? Muchas veces me ha dicho el pastor Scott, ¿cuánto tiempo lleva a predicar un mensaje de 25 minutos? The only thing is I have to preach it twice. Lo único es que yo tengo que predicarlo dos veces. Así que, thank you for your patience. Gracias por su paciencia en la traducción. Your patience in the translation. But I would like to read the passage so that we get a sense of this concept. Quisiera leer el pasaje para que tengamos un sentido, un sentir del concepto. In verse 1, John says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Lo que era desde el principio, lo que hemos oído, lo que hemos visto, este versículo 1 de capítulo 1. Lo que era desde el principio, lo que hemos oído, lo que hemos visto con nuestros ojos. Lo que hemos contemplado y palparon nuestras manos tocante al verbo de vida. And you can just, right from the beginning, get this sense that John is still absolutely awestruck at the privilege that was his. ¿Tienes un sentido todavía de que Juan el apóstol está todavía maravillado del privilegio que fue suyo? To have had such contact, such connection with Jesus Christ, the Word of Life. De haber tenido tal contacto, tal conexión con Jesucristo, el verbo de la vida. He said, we have heard, and we have seen with our own eyes, and we have looked upon, which gives the idea of contemplating for an extended period of time to consider and to think about. And our hands, these hands, have literally touched of the word of life. Juan está tan impresionado de que él mismo pudo haber visto con sus propios ojos, de haber oído con sus propios oídos, de haber tentado con sus propios manos al Señor Jesús, el verbo de vida. It was an amazing thing that God did when he sent his son. Fue una cosa increíble lo que Dios hizo cuando envió a su hijo. For he says in verse 2, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Es tan maravilloso lo que experimentaron, porque dice versículo 2, porque la vida fue manifestada y la hemos visto y testificamos y os anunciamos la vida eterna, la cual estaba con el Padre y se nos manifestó. And now he says, I
don't say this to brag. This is not about, it's not about us and our experience. You're kind of reading between the lines here.
Juan ahora lo que dice, no lo está diciendo para que lo vean a él. No es para enfocarse sobre él, para que se fijen simplemente en él. No se trata de eso. It's not about that.
It's about the opportunity now that this amazing manifestation of God when he came literally in the flesh.
Se trata de esta increíble manifestación de Dios cuando vino literalmente en la carne.
And John had the privilege of participating in that life for not just an hour or a day or a week, but for months and months. He was with him in his presence.
Y Juan tenía el privilegio de no solamente tener contacto y compañerismo con él solamente por una hora, un día, una semana, sino por literalmente meses y meses.
And Juan is still amazed at the fact that he was allowed to share in the life of Jesus Christ.
Todavía está abrumado de que Juan pudo haber compartido en la vida de Jesucristo.
And this is the most important thing now that he has to talk about and to share.
Es lo más importante que ahora tiene para compartir y de lo cual hablar.
Because he says in verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Y por lo tanto dice ahora, quiere compartir esto, porque dice versículo 3, lo que hemos visto y oído, eso os anunciamos, para que también vosotros tengáis comunión con nosotros. Y nuestra comunión verdaderamente es con el Padre y con su Hijo Jesucristo.
And so now he's calling them to lay hold of what he's experienced and share in it with him.
Les está llamando a que comparten con él lo que él mismo ha experimentado, que él mismo llega a ellos mismos llegan a participar en lo que ellos han conocido.
Verse 4, the result of joining in to this experience would be fullness of joy. Because he says in verse 4, y versículo 4, el resultado de esta, de compartir esta experiencia va a ser que su gozo sea cumplido. Verse 4 says, and these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full.
Y estas cosas os escribimos para que vuestro gozo sea cumplido.
He's saying that, I believe he's saying here that there's no fuller joy than a true fellowship with God.
Creo que está diciendo que no hay otro gozo más completo que una comunión verdaderamente con Dios.
That this joy ought to be so contagious and so great that it would be contagious with others. It would be attractive to others.
Que este gozo sea tan grande, tan especial, que sea atractivo para otros, que sea contagioso con otros, porque llena el alma, because it just fills the heart and the soul.
And then again, he mentions again in verses 6 and 7, but the word that we're looking at is in verse 3, that word fellowship. La palabra en que queremos pensar esta tarde por unos momentos es la palabra en versículo 3, comunión. And it's, as you study it through the scripture, it's got some significant meaning. Al estudiarla en las escrituras, en la Biblia, tiene un sentir significativo. It can be a translated association, communion, fellowship, close relationship, participation, or sharing. Puede ser traducida asociación, comunión, confraternidad, relación estrecha, participación, o compartimiento. It has the idea of this personal sharing together of that which interests both. Tiene la idea de compartir juntos aquello que interesa a ambos. And what's really powerful about this, lo que es realmente poderoso de esto, is he's talking not about your sharing with your family or a friend of yours or a neighbor or a coworker. He's talking about your sharing with God himself. Está hablando no de que compartas con un vecino, amigo, pariente, colaborador, sino tú compartir con Dios mismo. And when you first hear that, you might think, especially if you're new to the faith or not even in the faith, you might think, how is that possible? How is that even possible? Tal vez si el pensamiento llega al escuchar eso, si eres nuevo en la fe o si todavía no estás en la fe, decir, ¿cómo es aún posible tener esa clase de compartir, pero con Dios? Another definition of this word means it indicates the setting aside of private interest and desires and joining in with another for a common purpose. Setting aside of personal interest and desires. Joining in with another for a common purpose. Tiene la idea aquí, en otra definición, esta palabra de comunión indica poner a un lado el interés y los deseos privados para unirse con otro en un propósito común. And if we understand the biblical context in general, si entendemos el contexto bíblico, el dejar a un lado los intereses personales y privados, the setting aside of private interests, personal interests and desires, is what Jesus called us to in the beginning when he said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Es lo que Jesucristo a lo cual nos llamó en el principio cuando dijo, si alguno quisiera venir en pos de mí, niéguese a sí mismo y tome su cruz y sígueme. So that this fellowship, this sharing, this association, this communion is not about me. It's about him. Así que esta asociación, esta comunión, esta relación ahora no se trata del yo, sino se trata de él. But you know, throughout history, the church has been sabotaged generation after generation by giving place more and more to self. A través de la historia, la iglesia ha sido corrompido porque se ha dado lugar más y más al yo. So that with time, así que con tiempo, self becomes the center of the life. More than God. Así que con tiempo el yo, el ego llega a ser el centro de la vida más que con Dios. And the center of our fellowship can, if we're not careful, become about self. Y el centro de nuestro compañerismo puede llegar, si no cuidamos, puede llegar a ser sobre el yo. When the Lord calls us to deny ourselves, cuando Jesús nos llama a negarnos a nosotros mismos, He's calling us, He's doing us a favor. Nos está haciendo un favor. Because our self is so full of corruption. Porque nuestro yo está tan lleno de corrupción. And He's calling us to something that is so much greater, so much more pure, and so much better, and so much more noble. Y nos está llamando a algo que es tanto más excelente, tanto más puro, tanto más hermoso, para dejar lo pobre del yo, so that we would leave off those poor, beggarly desires of self and know something so much more beautiful and pure, something that's holy. And then the real original idea of this word, la idea realmente original de la palabra, the word in Greek is koinonia, and the root is koinos, and it means simply the idea of common. Common, not in the sense of what is profane and doesn't have much value. That's which just a common. That's not that idea. Common in the sense of what is shared together. La idea original de la palabra que es conoinina en lo original es la idea de común, lo que es común. It means to have in common. Quiere decir tener en común. And it has this idea, the share which one has in a thing. A participation, fellowship around a common shared reality. Se trata de tener en común, de tener, compartir con los demás una realidad que tenemos en común. And what's so amazing about this, lo que es tan asombroso de esto, es que it is calling us, and the scripture here is describing that we would have something in common with God. Que nosotros tendríamos algo en común con Dios. But there's not going to be anything in ourselves that we bring that's going to be able to be in common with God. No hay nada en nosotros mismos que traemos que va a poder estar en común con Dios. Because we are so lost and so totally sinful that there is nothing that's in common. Que no hay nada que está en común. And still, as Pastor Jono mentioned, we want to just add Jesus to our life as if we could do that. You can't do that. You have to give Him your life. You can't just add Him to your life. Quisiéramos, como mencionó el Pastor Jano, Algunos piensan que simplemente le van a agregar a Jesús a su vida, pero la vida nuestra es tan perdida, tan llena de pecado, que no se puede hacer eso. No puedes simplemente agregar a Jesús a tu vida. Tienes que entregarte tu vida a Él. Y entonces vas a tener en común. And then you'll have something in common. Your life given to Him, now shared with His life. Tu vida entregada a Él, ahora compartes con la suya. So, here's an amazing thought. Aquí hay un pensamiento asombroso. It's an incredible calling. Es un llamamiento increíble que Dios nos llama a tener en común. God calls us to share in common with Him a life. So the word is used in several different scriptures and gives a sense of the context. La palabra es usada en varios versículos. I would love to have you to be able to turn, but the time is short. Quisiera que pudieras buscar, pero el tiempo es corto. So allow me just to read a few. Permíteme leer algunos. The word is used, this fellowship, this word of fellowship is used, or this sharing in common, this participating together is used of participation in the knowledge of the Son of God. 1 Corinthians 1:9. La palabra es usada de la idea de participación en el conocimiento del Hijo de Dios. 1 Corinthians 1:9. And that verse says, God is faithful by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Ese versículo dice, fiel es Dios por el cual fuisteis llamados a la comunión con su Hijo, Jesucristo nuestro Señor. And if you begin to apply the sense of what that word means, si empiezas a aplicar lo que la palabra significa, we are called into a sharing together the life, our life with Jesus Christ. Somos llamados a participar en nuestra vida con la vida de Jesucristo. Think of what it means to walk in this connection with the living, resurrected Son of God. It's the greatest invitation you'll ever have. Piensa lo que significa ser llamado a caminar en el conocimiento y experiencia del Hijo de Dios. That is, and I'm afraid that we've lost perhaps, or the vision has become blurred. Yo creo que la visión se ha medio borrado. Because there's so many things that distract us. Hay tantas cosas que nos distraen. And it seems as though we would rather have fellowship with Spider-Man or Superman than with Jesus Christ. Y parece que quisiéramos tener más compañerismo con el Hombre Araña o el Superman más que con Jesucristo. When my son had the privilege of attending Christian school in high school, cuando mi hijo tuvo el privilegio de asistir a escuela cristiana en la preparatoria, the hope was that that would be an encouragement and a blessing in his spiritual walk. La esperanza fue que fuera un ánimo, una bendición en su vida espiritual. But he found that most of the kids that came there at lunchtime wanted to talk more about the movies they'd seen. Que los jóvenes a la hora de la comida querían hablar mucho más de las películas que habían visto. And they never really wanted to talk about Jesus Christ. Y no querían hablar de Jesucristo. And I have to think that it's probably because they had not seen him. Forgive me for being so direct. Pero tengo que pensar que a lo mejor no era porque no lo habían visto. They had not had real fellowship. No habían tenido verdadera comunión con él. Because when Jesus Christ touches your heart, there's nothing like that. Porque cuando Jesucristo toca tu corazón, no hay nada como eso. No hay nada como eso. It's almost as if your heart begins to swell and you feel like it's not going to fit any longer in your inside. It's just, es como si corazón empieza a hincharse tanto que sientas que ya no cabe adentro. Oh, that the church today would know truly this fellowship, because this is what John is saying in verse 3 again. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. O que la iglesia tuviera realmente esta comunión, verdaderamente como Juan mismo dice en versículo 3, lo que hemos visto y oído, eso anunciamos para que también vosotros tengáis comunión con nosotros. Y nuestra comunión verdaderamente es con el Padre y con su Hijo Jesucristo. The word is used in another passage regarding sharing in the realization of the effects of the blood. Sharing in the realization of the effects of the blood. That is the death of Christ and His work in the body of Christ. La palabra también se usa, esta palabra de comunión habla también de compartir en la realización de los efectos de la sangre, esto es la muerte de Cristo. It means when the blood has been applied by faith, there's this incredible cleansing, absolute cleansing, so that you're free, completely free. Significa que cuando la sangre es aplicada a tu corazón, la sangre de Cristo, en verdad lo has recibido, entonces tu corazón es tan limpia que te quedas absolutamente libre de todo pecado y de toda condenación. So your conscience is set so free. Tu conciencia es dejada tan libre. That all that dread about the future and death is gone. Todo ese temor del futuro y la muerte desaparece. And you get up in the morning and you can't wait for the next day, because it's like, you know, you're just about ready to go with God. Be with Him. Que ya estás listo para ir con Dios porque te ha perdonado y te ha limpiado. And so there's that fellowship in the communion which we practice in the church in terms of the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians 10:16, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? And it means that participation, that those who are truly participating have truly felt the effects of the blood of Jesus Christ. They truly know what it means to be cleansed and saved. The The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? There's a participation in his death, that he so loved us that he gave his life. And now we're drawn into this fellowship of love. La idea in, as the verse in 1 Corinthians 16 says, la copa de bendición que bendecimos no es la comunión de la sangre de Cristo. El pan que partimos no es la comunión del cuerpo de Cristo. Es la idea de que uno que en verdad ha conocido a Cristo, la sangre le ha purificado y entra en una preciosa sociedad, una preciosa comunión, de que sabe que ha sido totalmente limpio, su conciencia perdonada, está dispuesta ya a encontrarse con Dios porque sabe que ha sido totalmente perdonado. Well, our time is going quickly. Let me share with you a quote. Tiempo nos va. Permítame compartir una sección de un libro. If you've ever done the study Experiencing God, this comes from one of the lessons. Si has hecho alguna vez el estudio de experiencia con Dios, esto viene de una de las lecciones. And it has the study is divided into each day there's a certain amount of study. Cada día hay un parte del estudio que hacer. And one of the days is titled Koinonia. Uno de los días es llamado Koinonia. It's that idea of participation and sharing and having in common and fellowship. And it says this. In the mind and teaching of Jesus, a church was a vital, living, dynamic fellowship of believers. En la mente y en la enseñanza de Jesús, la iglesia fue un compañerismo de creyentes vital, viviente, dinámico. The Greek word koinonia, most frequently translated fellowship, is the best way to describe what a church ought to be. La palabra griega koinonia, frecuentemente traducido comunión, es la mejor manera de describir lo que la iglesia debe de ser. En esta unidad, in this unit, I will use the word koinonia to mean the fullest possible partnership and fellowship with God and with other believers. En esta unidad quisiera usar la palabra koinonia para significar el compañerismo más completo posible and fellowship with God and other believers. The fullest possible partnership and fellowship with God and with other believers. El compañerismo más completo posible con Dios y con otros creyentes. Next paragraph, koinonia, or intimate fellowship in the church, is based on personal koinonia with God and individual believers. It's personal. It has to start personally. You know, it's receiving, it's responding to God's call to you. Koinonia o compañerismo íntimo en la iglesia se basa en koinonia personal con Dios y creyentes individuales. O sea, tiene que empezar con uno, contigo, que respondas a ese llamado que Dios te está haciendo. Koinonia with God comes only from a real personal encounter with the living Christ. Surrender to Him as the absolute Lord of your life. Koinonia con Dios viene solamente de un encuentro real y personal con el Cristo viviente y entrega a Él como Señor absoluto de tu vida. This is the intimate love relationship we have talked about. Esta es la relación de amor íntima de la cual hemos hablado. God pursues that kind of a relationship with you. Dios busca esa clase de relación contigo. Well, I've only gotten through about the first third of the message, and our time is over. I was up, but and I'm not quite sure how to finish. No hay más que dar la tercera parte del mensaje. Y no sé exactamente cómo terminar, pero el tiempo se ha acabado. But I wonder if the church still has its passion. And I'm speaking of the church in general. I'm speaking of the church all around. Pregunto si la iglesia en general, toda la iglesia en todas partes, still has that passion. Todavía tiene esa pasión. Okay. The focus and the thrill is on Him. Que el enfoque y la anticipación es Él. I was saved not far from Woodside Baptist Church down in Littleton, 1974. This coming April, it'll be 45 years that I was saved. Este siguiente abril cumpliré 45 años de ser salvo. And I went to a youth activity on a Saturday afternoon. Fui a una actividad de jóvenes un sábado por la tarde. And the youth pastor got up and preached a clear gospel message. El pastor de jóvenes se puso de pie y habló un mensaje claro del evangelio. Young people in the church had been praying because they knew that we were invited to come. Jóvenes en la iglesia habían estado orando por nosotros para ser salvos porque sabían que veníamos. When the pastor was preaching, it was as if God himself was speaking to my heart. Al hablar el pastor de jóvenes sentía como que Dios mismo me hablaba. And I knew that God was calling me to come to Him in salvation. Sabía que Dios me estaba llamando venir a Él. Some friends of mine were with me from high school. Algunos amigos de la escuela estaban conmigo. And I thought first, what will they think if I go forward and become a Christian? Al principio pensé que van a pensar si yo recibo a Cristo y ellos me ven como cristiano. But another thought came to me, I think, from the Holy Spirit. Would you rather go to hell because of your friends? Prefieres, el pensamiento vino, prefieres ir al infierno por causa de tus amigos. And I said, Lord, I need you. Y dije, Señor, te necesito. I went forward, pasé al frente. Man showed me how I could call on the Lord. El hermano me mostró cómo podría llamar al Señor. I did call on the Lord. Le llamé, le invoqué al Señor. And it changed everything. Cambió todo. The next day was Easter. Siguiente día fue Domingo de Resurrección. My mother had said to me that week, you're gonna go to church this week. Mi mamá había dicho, vas a ir a la iglesia esta semana. Little did she know I would start going to church and never stop. Lo que no sabía que iba a empezar en la iglesia y jamás terminar. And I mean, it was not just Sunday morning. No fue solamente domingo en la mañana. I mean, when there was a church service and they're talking about God and the other people were going to be there too that knew God. I got to be there. I got to take part of that. I gotta get that. And I would not miss. I mean, one day my dad said, listen, you're grounded. You're staying home. I said, Dad, let me go to church. He said, no, you can't go. Dad, please, let me go to church. No, you can't go. I was fighting with my dad so I'd go to church because I so wanted to go. And it was the worst thing in the world to be grounded and have to stay home. Era lo peor tener que perder. Mi papá una vez me dijo que no fuera a la iglesia. Quería estar en cada servicio. Because they were sharing in this fellowship of God. And these people, they were in love with God and They knew about God and they could show me about God, and it was like, this is literally out of this world. Esto es cosa de otro, de fuera de este mundo. Esto es algo tan hermoso. Quiero más de esto, más cada vez. Oh yeah, well, as we go along, we can get distracted. We get sides turned aside, and we can give place again to self, and that joy and that light, it can diminish. Con tiempo, podemos dar lugar al yo, a la carne, al mundo, empezamos a ser distraídos. And the fellowship can shift. La comunión puede ajustarse a otra cosa. But John said, truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Juan dijo, verdaderamente, nuestra comunión es con el Padre y con su Hijo Jesucristo. And it ought to be that when we come into this fellowship, that we connect with God here. And know that He's present. And when others come, they would say, truly God is with you. Truly God is here. Debiera ser que cuando venimos a este lugar para el compañerismo, sentimos la presencia de Dios. Y cuando otros vienen, ellos pueden decir, ciertamente Dios está con ustedes. That's the what is so precious in the church. Eso es lo que es tan precioso en la iglesia. And we should not lose that. We should renew that. No debemos perder eso, debemos renovar eso. Que hay una genuina comunión con Dios, not just the fact that, not just fellowship about the Broncos, or about hunting, or about the weather, or about the last elections, or all these other things that in and of themselves may not be bad, but there's something so much greater. Hay algo tanto mejor que lo que son los Broncos o la política o que fuimos a las montañas o X. Porque esto es tan precioso. Well, may the Lord bless you and direct our hearts to this fellowship. Let's pray. Vamos a orar. Father, we thank you for calling us into such a fellowship. Señor, te damos gracias por llamarnos a tal comunión. We are not worthy. No, no somos dignos. You are so gracious. Tú eres tan lleno de gracia. Your love is so great. Tu amor es tan grande. Forgive us, Lord, that we're often distracted by lesser things. Perdona, Señor, que somos a menudo distraídos con cosas menores, cosas insignificantes. I pray that you would renew in our hearts. Te pido que renuevas en nuestros corazones. A great longing and passion for that personal koinonia. Una gran pasión y gran anhelo por esa relación personal. And may, Lord, the fellowship in Woodside Baptist Church and Iglesia Bautista Woodside reflect that fellowship. Y Señor, pedimos que renueves ese compañerismo tal de que la iglesia también puede reflejar tu presencia y compañerismo, comunión contigo. Bless now your word to our hearts, I pray. Bendice tu palabra en nuestros corazones. Bless, Lord, the sense of your presence in fellowship tonight. Bendice, te pido, el sentir tu presencia en comunión esta noche. Y Señor, te damos gracias. We thank you.